This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents one of the simple stories read by the writer Langston Hughes, who was a powerful figure in the Harlem Renaissance literary movement.
Quiet can seem unduly loud at times. Since nobody at the bar was saying a word during a lull in the bright blues blare of the Wishing Well's usually overworked jukebox, I address myself to my friend Simple. Since you told me last night you are an Indian, explain to me how it is you find yourself living in a furnished room in Harlem, my brave buck, instead of on a reservation. I am a colored Indian, said Simple. In other words, a Negro. A Blackfoot Indian, Daddy-O, not a red one. Anyhow, Harlem is a place I always did want to be, and if it wasn't for landladies, I would be happy. That's a fact. I love Harlem. What is it you love about Harlem? It's so full of Negroes, said Simple. I feel like I got protection. From what? From white folks, said Simple. Furthermore, I like Harlem because it belongs to me. Harlem does not belong to you. You don't own the houses in Harlem. They belong to white folks. I might not own them, said Simple, but I live in them. It would take a Adam bum to get me out. Or a depression, I said. I would not move for no depression. No, I would not go back down south, not even to Baltimore. I am in Harlem to stay. Now, you say the houses ain't mine. Well, the sidewalks is, and don't nobody push me off. The cop don't even say, move on, hardly, no more. They learned something from them Harlem riots. Oh, they used to beat your head right in public, but now they only beat it after they get you down to the station house. And they don't beat it then if they think you know a colored congressman. Harlem has a few Negro leaders, I said. Elected by my own vote, said Simple. Here, I ain't scared to vote. That's another thing I like about Harlem. I also like it because we got subways, and it does not take all day to get downtown. Neither are you Jim Crowed on the way. Why, Negroes is running some of these subway trains. This morning I rode the A train down to 34th Street. There were a Negro driving it, making 90 miles an hour. Oh, that cat were really driving that train. Every time he flew by one of them local stations, looks like he was saying, look at me. This train is mine. That cat was gone. Oh, man. Which is another reason why I like Harlem. Sometime I run into Duke Ellington on 125th Street and I say, what you know there, Duke? Duke say, solid, old man. He does not know me from Adam, but he speaks. One day I seen Lena Hone coming out of the Hotel Teresa and I said, hubba, hubba. Lena smiled. Oh, folks is friendly in Harlem. I feel like I got the world in a jug and the stopper in my hand. So, drink a toast to Harlem. Simple lifted his glass of beer. Here's to Harlem. They say heaven is paradise. If Harlem ain't heaven, then mouse ain't mice.
Heaven is a state of mind, I commented.
It sure is mine, said Simple, draining his glass. From Central Park to 179, from river to river, Harlem is mine. Lots of white folks are scared to come up here, too, after dark.
That is nothing to be proud of, I said.
Well, I'm sorry white folks are scared to come to Harlem, but I'm scared to go around some of them. Why, for instance, in my hometown once, before I come north to live, I was walking down the street when a white woman jumped out of her door and said, boy, get away from here because I'm scared of you. I said, why? She said, because you are black. I said, lady, I'm scared of you because you are white. I went on down the street, but I kept wishing I was blacker so I could have scared that lady to death. So help me, I did. Imagine somebody talking about they are scared of me because I am black. I got more reason to be scared of white folks than they have of me.
Right, I said. The white race drug me over here from Africa, slaved me, freed me, lynched me, starved me during the Depression, Jim Crow me during the war, and then they come talking about they is scared of me. Which is why I'm glad I've got one spot to call my own where I hold sway. Harlem. Harlem. Where I can thumb my nose at the world.
You talk just like a Negro nationalist, I said.
What's that?
Someone who wants Negroes to be on top.
When everybody else keeps me on the bottom, I don't see why I shouldn't want to be on top. I will, too, someday. That's the spirit that causes wars, I said. I would not mind a war if I could win it. White folks fight and lynch, enjoy themselves. There you go, I said. That old race against race jogging. There'll never be peace that way. The world tomorrow ought to be a world where everybody gets along together. The least we can do is extend a friendly hand. Every time I extend my hand, I get put back in my place. You know them poetries about the black cat that tried to be friendly with the white one? The black cat said to the white cat, let's boat around the town. The white cat said to the black cat, you better set your black self down. Unfriendliness of that nature should not exist, I said. Folks ought to live like neighbors. You're talking about what ought to be. But as long as what is, and Georgia is Georgia, I will take Harlem for mine. At least, if trouble comes, I will have my own window to shoot from. I refuse to argue with you anymore, I said. What Harlem ought to hold out to the world from its windows is a friendly hand, not a belligerent attitude. It will not be my attitude I will have out my window, said Semple.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.